Hi everyone, here's a really important question for us about reality. I'm totally on board with oneness in the moment of all that is true being intelligence and action, and any separation coming from conditioning beliefs generated by lack or fear. What I can't get my head around is, are we saying that if there is no reality, that life is an illusion because all those experiences of oneness are momentary, then disappear? This leaves me feeling wobbly. Yes. No, we're absolutely not saying that life is an illusion. We're saying the total opposite of that, really, aren't we? We're saying what is an illusion? So first of all, I think what makes us wobbly in this exploration is, for our entire lives, all experience, all perception, all understanding has been filtered through this belief structure that there is a separate me, independent separate me, that is independently choosing, making independent objective decisions about behavior, about situations and how to respond. And that independent separate me needs to be in control of emotions and the way people respond to us and how we are in the world. And so that's the sort of prerequisite or unquestioned assumption that is the baseline for how everything is perceived and understood. And so orientation in life, orientation as through understanding of what I am and of what the world is from that unquestioned viewpoint. And that unquestioned viewpoint about what I am also has this world, this external reality, is fixed and objective and separate from me. And there's this separate me that needs to make its way through this separate reality in which everything is exactly as it appears. And somehow, through that process, this separate me will find happiness, peace, freedom. And that's the basis of the experience of life. And that's the orientation, unquestioned orientation. And the issue is, really, I think, is that it looks so real, it looks so obvious, that there's no reason why we would question it. It just, you know, it just looks like this is what I am. What I think I am is what I am. What I think the world is what the world is. And now I need to find happiness. And it doesn't matter that that's an impossible task. It's just the task. That's what I just keep having to do. And one day I will find happiness. I'll find freedom. I'll find a way to be continually at peace. And now we're in this conversation that says, well, actually, the whole thing is reversed. The total illusion, the 100% illusion, is the illusion of a separate me deciding, doing, controlling. Total illusion, that. So what before was the unquestioned spider in the web of everything, the sort of point of return of everything, is now being, we're now considering that doesn't even exist. And this world that looks so fixed, we're seeing now is a relative world that changes profoundly according to the lens of understanding through which it's perceived. So that the orientation that was happening before, which was orientating by how this world was responding and what looked easy, what looked difficult, what looked like we had to avoid at all cost, what looked like we had to have at all cost. That's just not the fixed reality that it used to be believed as. We now see that it's a mirror of understanding in the moment, from moment to moment. And the only fixed true reality, really, that doesn't depend on the mind, doesn't depend on interpretation and viewpoint from moment to moment, is what makes experience possible, is life. So life is the truth. Intelligence is the truth. Beingness is the truth. And it doesn't mean that reality disappears. This is the thing. It's just that the story of me within it looks less and less believable. And because that looks less and less believable, the filter that was personalizing, like secretly personalizing the way reality appears, has gone. So the things that looked like they were deeply problematic to my identity don't appear in the same way anymore. The things that looked absolutely necessary to have for the stability of the self idea don't appear that way anymore. So the orientation is completely different now. Now, whereas before the orientation was separate me in a separate reality, ongoing seeking of happiness, freedom, peace, avoidance of anything that would destabilize the identity. And now orientation is reality as it appears when there is a sense of resistance and struggle within it, is mirroring a belief system of fear, need, insecurity, lack. And so we move deeper in to see what is really true there. So we're moving into these areas of resistance, resentment, struggle, stress, to see what's really true. And yes, it's a complete 180 degree shift in how, in the understanding of life and of what we are and of how to orientate within it. So no wonder there's a wobbly feeling, because everything that we relied on absolutely didn't question is being thrown up in the air. And I think what shifts it from being a wobbly feeling where we're sort of completely disorientated, we're sort of feel out on a limb, we don't know what's going on, from that wobble into actual just pure excitement is when there's this recognition that each experience is a lightening. It's each experience is a lightening of the protection mechanisms of the identity, and a deepening into the world, a deepening understanding of reality and learning and of capacity. And then the unknown really is very exciting, because anything can happen, and all of it will reveal what's going on within the conditioning. And so all experiences, we could say, really are either revealing what's going on inside us, or they are reflecting the unconditional love that we are. And that's tremendously exciting. There's no issues there. That's an ease and a freedom of living that is really just about opening, really. It's a deep understanding of what we are and of what the world is. We're not denying reality through this ever. We're going deeper and deeper and deeper into reality. And either as we go deeper and deeper in, reality will still remain as it appears, or it will change. If it's held in place in a certain way because of fear, shame, need, insecurity, it will change. If it isn't, it will remain the same. So that's a beautiful practice, really. This is very gentle, and it's very, it has so much integrity in it, because it's not about denial, it's about learning and healing and opening and exploring, which are all the things that the human body mind is just brilliant at doing. And all that's going to happen is that the diversity of the world gets more and more revealed to our senses, and there's a greater and greater, greater capacity to explore within it, to play within it. Yeah. So thank you, darling. Thanks for that honesty. So much love to you. Bye.